This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Global spending on infrastructure increased 4.5% last year, led by a 7% rise in the Asia-Pacific region and a 1.5% jump in Europe. The U.S. is also on the low end of the scale. And a report recently from the American Society of Civil Engineers gives the nation's infrastructure a D+. That is up from a D last year. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so, Chris, I mean, D+ is not great, but it is better than a D, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so, although when my kids would come home from school with a D+, better than a D, I don't think I was exactly praising them.
Yeah.
No. But, you know, think about it, Jeremy. I mean, think about your experiences. Have you been driving on the road where it's just one pothole after another?
Yeah.
Or how about public transit delay or being stuck at an airport hour after hour after hour? I mean, we all know this. We don't need reports. We can discount the fact that civil engineers, they probably would like more spending because they'll have more jobs. America's infrastructure is crumbling. And this is something that we need to deal with, because guess what? If you don't deal with it now, you're going to have to deal with it in the future.
But what about the argument that it's too expensive to do right now? We're already making huge cuts with the sequester and everything else. We can't afford to put the money into infrastructure now, is what some people would say.
If you have a choice of buying, you have the money and you have a choice of buying a home with a mortgage, and the mortgage is going to cost you maybe 2%, 2%, 3%, or you could wait. And you could take a mortgage and say, hey, you know what? I want to pay 6%, 7% for that mortgage. Well, what I would say is, why don't you do it when interest rates are really low? Have you looked at the Treasury market lately?
Yeah,
I mean, interest rates are almost nowhere. So why not do it when the cost of capital, when the cost of doing it is really low, rather than waiting when the economy is stronger and interest rates are higher and it's going to cost you more? I think most families, they'd go for the cheaper option.
But can you see that actually happening right now? Can you see Washington deciding to undertake a big infrastructure project right now?
I think there's growing pressure on Washington. I mean, you have the Chamber of Commerce has been putting pressure. You have a lot of economists have been, taking this point of view. But no, right now, Jeremy, what do we have going on in Washington? They're barely even talking to each other. We got this sequester thing. We got these weird budgets that are being proposed. So, no, right now, I don't see it happening. But what I want to say is this. It is going to have to happen. We are going to have to spend the money. So why not do it now? Let's not miss the opportunity.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.